It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGNR. We're in the midst of the holidays, of course, and during the holidays, a lot of celebrating and New Year's Eve, I guess, in particular. But there's also a lot of emphasis on safe driving, and that's why we're joined today by Shannon Alderman. He is the Impaired Driving Program Coordinator for IDOT. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad you're here. So tell me where we are, because I know the numbers when it came to impaired driving had been dropping as of late, but they're on the way back up?
Yeah, that is true. It's an old story, isn't it? We talk about this all the time. Drunk driving has never gone away. It's not a problem that we've solved. We did see a little trend down around the 09 to 2010, 2011. We look back, and overall crash fatalities in Illinois had dropped. But yeah, as you say, in recent years, we've seen those impaired driving crashes, those alcohol-involved driving crashes go up consistently over 300 a year here in Illinois.
And I'm looking at a 16% increase in recent years?
Yeah, that's true. And what you're looking at there is what I just talked about. We saw that trend down right around that 2009 to 2011. But then we saw, you know, a big jump again. And they're just needless crashes. It's just something we absolutely have to do better with.
Marijuana's been legal now for more than a year. Has that maybe been part of the increase, or have you seen an increase in drivers who are high?
Well, absolutely. And look, we all know that marijuana's been out there for quite some time, right? It is legal now, of course, but we've been watching this over the last 20 years, really. And we have seen tremendous increases in cannabis-involved crashes, that is, where a driver had cannabis in their system. Now, that doesn't speak directly to impairment, but when you see an increase of a particular impairing drug, in drivers, obviously that's concerning. And, now it's more easily accessible. And, obviously something we're going to continue to keep a close eye on. But, more than anything, Steve, I think that people need to realize, even though it's a legal drug, that doesn't mean it's legal to get behind the wheel.
Right.
You will get a DUI if you're impaired by marijuana, just like you will if you're impaired by alcohol.
Shannon Alderman is the Impaired Driving Program Coordinator at IDOT. Have the police agencies gotten better in figuring out how to charge people who are high while they're driving?
Well, sure. And again, that's something that's been going on, hitting that hard over the last 20 or 30 years. There are increased training, if you will, officers being able to identify impairment by not only marijuana, but drugs other than alcohol. Obviously, we all know that opioids and opiates are a huge problem, not only in Illinois, but our country. And yes, they have. Through training, they've gotten very good at identifying not only that a driver may be impaired by a particular drug or substance, but even down to identifying what that substance is, even prior to a blood test.
You know, Shannon,
so, yes.
I guess the question, though, and you might not have the answer to this, but have the instances of driving while high or crashing while high gone up since marijuana has become legal? Or you said earlier this was a problem before that. Has the legalization not really had any impact on it one way or the other? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and obviously one that everybody, including us here at IDOT, want the answer to. But the truth of the matter is we have to look at trends in traffic, and it really hasn't been legal quite long enough for us to really pinpoint if the legalization, has had an impact. But that's certainly something we're going to be looking very closely at, in the years to come. And as I say, I do think it's an indicator, though, when you go back 10 years, and here's the reason, because we started to have medical marijuana, other states started to legalize it. So as you go back those 10 years, marijuana was becoming much more accessible in other states, and now it's legalized for adult use here in Illinois. So we will continue to keep a very close eye on that, and remind people not to get behind the wheel impaired. We don't care what you do. We just care what you do when you get behind the wheel of that car.
You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but interesting. I'm talking to you today. In the past week, my seatbelt, the click as it latches, has been a little more difficult than it had been before. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know that they go bad, but if it did, I wouldn't drive the car. I mean, it's changed now so much in my mind that I can't imagine making my commute into the city not buckled up. And yet I see that 50% of the people who die in crashes in Illinois are unbuckled.
Yeah, and that's the thing about belt use, isn't it? It's great that it's become a habit, with you. And that's about 95% through observational surveys we find out. That about 95% of at least front seat passengers in Illinois are buckled up. But it's very telling, isn't it, that when people get into a catastrophic enough crash that it could severely injure or even fatally injure a driver or a passenger, that they're not buckled. So, it speaks directly to, the life-saving capabilities of not only seatbelts, but the airbags and other safety features in cars now. But you got to use them for them to be effective. It's just a never-ending story that we have to keep after.
Hi, Dot, Shannon Alderman. Listen, it was great to talk to you. I wish you a safe holiday season, a happy holiday season.
All right. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, too.
Merry Christmas. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, let's get a look at the weather and traffic. Here's Mary.